This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and on this podcast, we address the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love, and we are continuing in our series all about sex to start off this year, and today we're going to talk about something I don't know if we've devoted a whole episode to this before, but it is fetishes and role-playing.
That's
like,
right. Is
there a place for this in the Christian marriage? And if so, what does it mean? What does this mean?
So we're going to get naughty here for a few minutes.
Somebody once wrote us and said they don't like it when you say naughty.
Well,
but you guys, he's just meaning it silly.
No, I'm not.
He's meaning
you are naughty.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like, it's not like no.
Yeah,
like,
lighten up. If that's what offends you,
I'm sorry.
I really don't know. There's probably been
lots of things that have.
I'm not even sure what to do with that. But
yeah, he just.
So fetishes and role playing.
Yeah,
and. You know, we do get written a lot, you know, and fetishes and role playing. What does that mean? What are we referring to?
What is a fetish?
Okay. So, fetish is when there is something very specifically that's usually non-sexual or often non-sexual turns you on in a sexual way. You like doing stuff with your wife's feet.
Like, you're really into feet.
Or you're really into, certain kind of fabric, the feel of if you wear something that's fluffy and made of silk, then that's like that's the turn on. I got to have that to really get going.
Yeah.
And so that's in a nutshell, that's fetishes.
There's
that's
lots
kind of
a others,
simplification
I'm sure.
of it. Role playing is just what it sounds like. It's when you're playing specific roles and you're acting out scenarios where it's like, you know, hey, I'm the pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
You don't have money to pay for the pizza. Maybe I could pay you in some other way.
Creepy.
Well, I think that role playing can come from a lot of things. I think the dangers of both of these is when it's fueled by pornography.
Right.
Because there's a lot of fetish porn and there's a lot of
role playing
kind of porn where if you find yourself just acting out scenes from, clearly off boundary things like porn. We're not going to turn this into a porn episode, but porn is what fuels a lot of this. And people are looking to porn as an instructional manual for sex instead of a toxic counterfeit. So I'm not saying that all fetishes and role playing are bad. I'm just saying that anything that's fueled by pornography is going to ultimately hurt
you. We need to ask ourselves that.
And right,
even,
yeah. Like what,
you know, I've received messages before from wives who are saying, like, my husband wants me to do this role playing, and I feel like, where is this coming from? Like,
right.
And my answer was, well, ask him, you know, and it could totally be like, I just think that'd be really hot. You know, I think that'd be kind of fun to role play. I mean, for some people it is really fun. It's like something that they just, you know, enjoy that. But you need to make sure you're both on board with it though. Cause I could tell this wife was like, man, is he watching porn? Is that where he's getting this?
Well, and a lot of times sometimes it's, you know, there was a very famous episode of Friends, for instance.
I'm not real familiar with Friends. I've seen two episodes.
One, and I can't even remember like which character was what, but like if two of the characters that were
and they're
dating,
not married.
No. So
well, two of them.
I don't know. I'm not saying that there's anything healthy about this. I'm just giving it as a scenario. But one of the Friends characters, one of the guys had always had this like this fetish and fascination with Princess Leia from Star Wars.
Oh yeah,
when
yeah.
she's got the little buns on the side of her hair, and she's like in the little skimpy outfit, she's like just that whole look, that whole scene.
Well, from like a movie,
right?
Probably
from
that
from
he
movie.
Saw as a
it's like a PG
teenager.
Movie, but you know, as a kid, you're growing up and you're like, wow, that's hot,
yeah,
and it sticks with you. And so I don't even remember now the whole scenario, but his girlfriend or wife, to kind of like try to help bring that fantasy to life, does the whole Princess Leia bit, gets the hair, the outfit and all that. And I think sometimes fetishes and role playing are like that. It's not necessarily fueled from porn, but it's fueled from one of you kind of had this fantasy maybe from adolescence, and the other one is like, oh, well, it'd be kind of fun, almost silly to act that out.
Like a Halloween costume.
Right.
Or something,
it's like costume. But then like the danger of that is, well, but in the fantasy now, am I not myself?
Am I not me?
Are you not making love to me? You're making, in your mind, making love to this character or even more specifically, this actress, this other person who played that character. And so that's where it can be dangerous. There are some fetishes in role playing where it's kind of more, it's not tied to like one specific person, but it's like the, like one scenario, like, oh, it'd be hot if you're like a nurse in like kind of a skimpy outfit and you're taking care of me and there's something hot about that. And, you know, you got this little sexy nurse outfit.
Or even some people get into role play where it's dangerous, like where they're being captured. And I mean, there's people that get into that.
In extreme cases, you know, where some people act out like rape fantasies.
Yes, yes.
Where they're both in on it, but it's like the wife wants to be just taken, ravaged. Right. And, you know, the husband wants, you know.
You're saying ravaged, I don't know why that made me laugh, but there is a thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and technically you could create that without having it be a rape fantasy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And again, you need to like,
and if that's, but
that's violent.
Yeah. If it's violent, if it's rooted in violence, for me, I feel like it's dangerous to act out any kind of scene that is anchored in something that's violent. Like if you have to go to a place where you're doing something that's really objectifying or violent
and diminishing,
or illegal or diminishing, or even pretending that there's not consent, that feels dangerous to me. That feels disrespectful to the other person.
Yeah.
And so I'm not here to be the referee of everybody's sex life, because I do think God gives us an enormous amount of freedom in the bedroom. But I also think that fetishes and role-playing. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it has saved its members on average $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And so how it works, it monitors everything you're spending. It gives you a quick snapshot of where the money's going when it feels like money's flying out the windows like it does at our house sometimes. It helps you identify where it's going, and specifically those ongoing subscriptions. Maybe you signed up for a free trial, forgot to cancel it. Next thing you know, you're being charged $10 a month for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it cancels that stuff for you.
And we want to save you money too, because you guys, life is expensive. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/naked. That's rocketmoney.com/NAKED. rocketmoney.com/naked.
I'm super excited about some Mother's Day gifts and future birthday gifts that I have coming up. And it's made possible through our friends at Aura, A-U-R-A. An Aura frame is essentially a digital picture frame that you can upload and customize really at any point. You can have your pictures streaming in real time. You can change what pictures it shows. You can make it exactly what you want it to be. It's so customizable. It's so cool. You can even add pictures to a loved one's frame in some other state or other part of the world by uploading a new picture you think they'll love that'll pop up on their frame. And it's a great way to keep families connected. I think this is one of the most thoughtful gifts that you can give. So I want you to go to AuraFrames.com and use the promo code NAKED to get $30 off plus free shipping, which is an amazing deal. That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code NAKED, and I promise you, they're going to love their Aura frame. It can be a gateway to some really dangerous things.
Yeah. Well, like, is it called, am I saying this right? BDSM? Am I saying
that? Yeah.
I'm not even sure what that all stands for, but I know that it's the
bondage,
and the choking, and
like, you know, where
like the submissive and the dominant type thing, like a 50
whips
shades.
And chains. And,
yeah.
And
whips and chains. Like that song. It's so popular.
No. You can whip your lover.
There's a new Christian version of that, which is, it makes me smile. It's on Instagram. But anyway, but there, you know, and it's, even that song's done like almost to be silly, but it's, you know, in our culture, it is very pervasive. Like, well, if you're not scared or feeling dangerous in your sex life, what are you even doing? And I think that's very much perpetuated by, just pop culture and movies and things. And most of the time, like, we've had people write us over the years, and, you know, we've been doing this over a decade now, and it's usually one spouse really likes it and the other just goes along with it.
Right. And
that is heartbreaking.
That dynamic's so hard, because the one that's going along, you know, you're trying to, like, be there for your spouse, but the whole time you feel used or uncomfortable.
Right.
And the other spouse, here's the bottom line. The marriage bed has to be the safest place on earth for both of you. Safe. And if either one of you feels unsafe at any time, then you have to completely just call a timeout, step back and say, wait a second, we've got to approach this in a different way.
Yeah. And is this honoring God? I mean, honestly.
And, like, honoring each other.
It's sex was created to be this beautiful union of the two of you and God, you know, and it's really not using sex as a gift from God when we are coercing each other into these scenarios. And again, like, if you're just playfully dressing up in a character, I mean, and you both are into it, have at it, you know? And the fetish thing, like, you married your spouse because you love their feet and you want to, like, kiss on their feet and stuff. That's, and he likes it and she likes it, whatever. Do it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You want to bring toys in there with these fetishes,
what,
and
like
you
Legos?
Both like it.
What kind of toys?
I mean, hey, I don't know, but you guys know what I'm saying. You guys ask us about this stuff. Again, if you feel like, you know what, I'm not I feel like this isn't hurting my spouse, this is just being playful, that's a whole other thing. And we're not using sex.
Be playful.
We like always come back to, and we're using sex as a gift that God created, because God is always right there with us. And we just have to remember that, you know, it is this beautiful gift that he gave us a lot of freedom, but it's not meant to be a rape scenario, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that is clearly against God's design. And so we just really need to get to the heart. And this isn't to bring shame on anybody, but I think it is for all of us. We always need to come back to, like, asking God to search our hearts and just being really gut level honest with our spouse and saying, like, have I ever put you in a scenario where you didn't feel safe, or where you felt diminished, where you felt used? Because that is not my heart. And if you ever just went along with something, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
And this could be a sex act. I mean, maybe role playing fetish isn't even involved in this. Like, this could be anything. And just say, I am so very sorry. Let's be more open about this, because I want it to always be fun and safe and beautiful and something that we know God created as a gift between the two of us. And I never want to use it in a way that is out of bounds, you know.
It's true. But on the other hand, I would say too, if one of you always is uncomfortable with everything.
Oh, right. Like it just feels.
Maybe because you had an upbringing where, you know, like, sex was always talked about in a negative way and this kind of rigid legalistic way where you just kind of want to, like, lay there as still as you can in the dark and missionary position only, or whatever. Yeah. And anything beyond that, you're not.
You don't even want to enjoy it.
Yeah. You don't even, you feel guilty even enjoying it. Like, that's a whole separate issue that needs to be addressed. Of, like, why do you feel so restricted,
like,
in an area
up.
Where God has given us so much freedom?
Yep.
And so we've got a book that kind of deals with both extremes, I believe, in a biblical way, called The Counterfeit Climax, to kind of work through the counterfeits you believe, whether it's believing all these lies that have been the root of maybe some of these role-playing or fetish things that maybe aren't as healthy, or the lies that have kind of kept you feeling rigid and restricted in the bedroom when God wants you to have freedom.
Right.
Either way, The Counterfeit Climax book.
It can be either end of that, you know, it really can.
It definitely can.
And it all comes back to communication, guys. It all comes back to communication. But God doesn't want shame to be a part of our bedroom. Sex is not about shame, right? Sex is about the beautiful union of a husband and a wife and having the freedom within that union that God has given us. So yeah, have a great conversation about it. I know this isn't an easy one to have, but I mean, we need to talk about things.
I'm so glad that this is a safe place for us to have these conversations. And so, guys, thank you for trusting us with this conversation. You know, feel free to write us on Instagram at Dave and Ashley Willis. Share your feedback, share your suggestions, and share your stories. We love hearing your stories, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.